Last week, I began looking at some aspects of the opening of the Creed, which is concerned with God the Father. And today, I would like to examine some features of the second section of the Creed, which is concerned with God the Son. It begins, "I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God." Once again, these words are so familiar that we may not realize what a wealth of theological history and meaning they contain. The Creed, like the New Testament, was originally written in Greek, and the Greek word for Lord is Kyrios. To Jews and to the first Jewish Christians, this word would have a special power and resonance because it was the word used in the Septuagint, the Greek version of the Hebrew Bible, to translate the Tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God, which the Jewish people, out of reverence and respect, would not even attempt to pronounce. Instead, they would say in Hebrew, Adonai, which means my Lord, and in Greek, Ho Kurios. So this title of Lord, applied to Jesus, identifies him with the God of the Hebrew Bible, what we call the Old Testament. This is the theological background to the famous hymn which St. Paul quotes in his letter to the Philippians. Although he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and thus it was that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. So this title of Lord identifies Jesus as God together with the Father. Both the Father and the Son share in the one divine nature. We further believe that the Son was eternally begotten of the Father. In the fourth century, there was a priest in Egypt named Arius who taught that the Son was not co-eternal with the Father, but that at some point before all other beings, the Son himself was created. As Arius said, there was a time when he was not. But Saint Athanasius, who lived at Alexandria in Egypt, was strongly opposed to this heresy of Arius. Athanasius held that the Son was begotten of the Father, not made or created, and that he is one in being, consubstantial with the Father. God from God, light from light, true God from true God. This relationship of Father and Son is an eternal one and an integral part of the Godhead. The Father never existed apart from the Son or the Son from the Father. As St. John tells us at the beginning of his Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There were many misunderstandings of this relationship in the early church. Some heretics, like the Arians and the Adoptionists, overemphasized the humanity of Christ. Others, like the Modalists and the Monophysites, overemphasized the divinity of Christ. But the church was always trying to maintain a delicate balance, to say that Jesus was both true God and true man, because unless Jesus were truly divine, he would not have had the power to save us. And unless he were truly human, there would have been nothing to save. But in fact, Jesus is true God and true man. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And that is why we kneel and bow our heads at those profound and beautiful words in the Creed. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.